Hello there. Thanks for calling Exceedance Claims and Management. My name is John. How may I help you today?
Yes, John. Good morning. My name's Sean Jackson. I had, I guess, an Amazon driver the other day at my residence, and he had struck the my garage, the overhang on my garage, and actually broke a whole bunch of stuff up in the corner of the garage hang by the roof because the van was so high they didn't fit underneath it.
Yeah.
And so, subject, we were able to contact him. He was right next to where the incident occurred, and he never left. I mean, so he's still in the area. And the Baltimore County came out. Baltimore County Police came out and took a case number for the report. So I'm trying to get the damage to my house replaced, and just wanted to see what I need to do to get it resolved.
Do you have a policy number, sir, for the Amazon driver?
Yeah, the let's see here. Hold on one second. All right. The policy number is A as in Apple, L as in Lincoln, A as in Apple, 1511 6019.
And do you happen to have the VIN number for that vehicle, the Amazon vehicle?
VIN number. Hold on one second. Let me see if I have it on my photos. One second. It's 121
Okay, a little bit slower. One,
323.
one, two, 121323.
12. Yes, sir.
Okay, the VIN number would be a lot longer than that, the one I'm looking for. Do you happen to have a license plate number for the Amazon vehicle?
Yep.
Okay, what's the
Yep,
license plate
it's
number, sir?
nine. It's nine. D as in David, Z as in zebra, 7921.
What date did this happen, sir? What was the date again?
It was Friday, July 19th.
What state did it happen in, sir?
Maryland.
And the license plate, is that also a Maryland plate?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you for the information, sir. I'm just trying to gather it so we can get started here. What we'll do is I'll gather this information and we'll put a claim together, and then I'll give you information as to the contact our adjuster so that you can get everything in the works so that you can get everything taken care of. So that's why all the
Okay.
information here. So let's see.
That's fine.
Let me check on this and see if I've got enough information to go forward here. Hang on. I'm still here, sir. Just bear with me. I'm trying to find information to see if
Oh,
I
no
can get
problem.
that VIN number. See if I can get that VIN number so I can go
No
forward
problem.
here. So.
I got a VIN number also for the van.
Okay, that's what I was looking for earlier. What's the VIN number?
Okay. Oh, I thought you said the number on the side of the vehicle, like they had like
No.
a unit number.
No, sir. I apologize for
Well,
the
I have the VIN
confusion.
number as well.
Yes, sir.
No, no problem.
Go
I
ahead.
have it. When you're ready, sir.
Yes,
It's
sir.
W William, D as in David, 4, E as in Paul, F as in Frank, 1, C as in Charles, D as in David, 2, K as in King, P as in Paul, 150130.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, sorry for the confusion there. That's what I was looking for. So I'll just
No problem. We'll get it all worked out.
Okay. You just And again, the date of the loss was 7/19/24.
Yep, you got it.
I appreciate your patience, sir. Yeah, I'm having a hard time finding the information for the policy. That's what I'm looking for here. So just still bear with me.
Okay.
Again, the number is ALA151160-19.
Yeah, there's no dash, but yeah, I have the exact same number. And this
okay.
was pulled off of the State Motor Vehicle Administration computer database.
I'm going to have to reach out to one of my supervisors here to see why I'm not finding the information. Usually when that's the case, the policy is outdated, and I'll end up by getting the information from you via email. But again, I've got to go through the proper channels here, so just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
I've got someone looking at it, sir, so please bear with me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, they verified what I needed to do. So what I'm going to do, sir, is put an email together, and we'll send this to our back office, and they'll find the proper third-party adjuster for you. So I'm just going to need to gather some information from you, so just bear with me, okay?
Okay.
What is your name, sir?
All right, Sean S E A N Jackson, JACKSON.
Okay, give me a good phone number, sir, where you can be reached, Mr. Jackson.
443-910-6310.
Mr. Jackson, how about a good email address?
All right. It's again, Sean Jackson, SeanJackson.USMC, which stands for United States Marine Corps, @gmail.com.
USMC@gmail.com?
Yeah. Yep. SeanJackson.USMC@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Do you happen to have the driver's name, sir? Driver's name of the vehicle?
Yep. Yep. Driver's name is Sean, just like mine, S-E-A-N. Last name is Potts. P is in Paul, O. T is in Tom, T is Tom, S is in Sam. Potts.
Was there any other signage on the Amazon vehicle, another name or company name that's listed there?
No. I mean, what do you mean?
Well, sometimes our Amazon vehicles are rented by other companies, and they have their signage on them. That's why I was wondering if
there was no other signage on it. But I did get one of their supervisors did come out to the scene. Hold on one second. Let me pull up my picture. It might have been a third party delivery service.
Yes, sir. Possibly. Yes, sir. DSP
All
is
right.
What we call it.
Well, the vehicle itself was nothing but Amazon Prime. There was no other things written on the vehicle. But they were saying that the company that might be a third party company is Port Royal.
Is that PORTROYAL?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just copying down some other information here that you gave me earlier, so just bear with me.
Okay. I tried to reach out to that company, Port Royal, but I've had no luck. They don't, whoever the rep is there, I've called numerous times, sent emails, got no response from them. And then when I went to their website, their website doesn't allow you to contact. Even though it says contact us, it doesn't provide phone numbers, doesn't provide anything to contact them. And you try to leave a message on their webpage, it doesn't even have an option to hit enter to submit it. So it's just impossible to get through.
It's a shame. Lots of places are like that too. They offer help and you can't get it. You can't talk to a human. I'll put it that way.
Right, yeah. It tells you if you want to contact us, go through Facebook or LinkedIn. And I'm like, I'm not looking for a job with you guys. And
No.
I'm an older gentleman.
Gotcha.
Websites or social media stuff.
Gotcha. Okay, this happened in Maryland. What city in Maryland, sir, did it happen in? Do you have that information?
In Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore, Maryland. I just give you my home address because it happened here at my house.
No, that's okay. You can go ahead and give me your address. That's fine.
Okay, my home address is 7316 Green Bank, which is one word, Green Bank Road. And like I said, it's Baltimore, Maryland. And the zip here is 21. 220.
Okay. day, and the day of loss was 7/19.
Yep.
Do you recall the time that it happened?
I think it'd be the exact time, because it was literally 4 minutes from getting off my shift, and my wife yelled to me saying the Amazon driver just hit the house. It was 3:26 p.m.
Hey, Mr. Jackson, I appreciate the information. You'll be receiving an email. Just make sure you check your spam and your trash if you don't see it in your inbox. You'll get this email. We're also sending this to our back office. They'll determine the correct third-party adjuster that will handle this for you. They normally get back with you via an email or a phone call within 24 hours. And that way, hopefully, they'll be able to take care of that by this time tomorrow. Because they're usually pretty good about responding within 24 hours.
Okay. And just want to make sure you have my email, seanjackson.usmc@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. That you should be receiving that email there anytime. I've already sent it.
Okay, let me just, if you don't mind, just sit type with me for one
second. No.
See if it...
And again, you know how it is. Sometimes it goes to spam and trash.
Yeah. Seen anything yet? I was hoping it would, if it was going to come through, it would just come straight through.
Yeah. Well, again, I've said it. It shows that there were not any errors on this end. It hasn't popped back saying that it was undeliverable.
Okay. All right. Well, just. Hope that maybe there's just a couple minute delay here and it'll come on. But let me give you
our phone number, sir, just to be, you know, just in case you have issues not receiving it or something.
Okay.
This is our generic contact number to get a hold of us. It's 844.
Okay.
855-3765.
Yep. Okay. I do have that number.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. And again, sorry I can't be of more help, but it should be arriving shortly. This is a Monday, so I'm sure lots of emails are probably trying to get to it. With the issues that they had with the technology problems over the weekend, that may be slowing it down as well.
All right. Well, we'll hope for good things. But either way, on your end, you'll still have a third party person or rep contact me or to go over this.
Yes, sir. And again, you'll be on the lookout for an email or a phone call. Sometimes they send the email.
Okay.
And, usually in the email, there may be another phone number for you to contact to get it done, or sometimes they'll actually call, and if it's one of ours, we can handle it for you on the phone. But it kind of gives you options there.
All right. Well, I guess I'll just sit tight and see what correspondence I get.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your patience. You need us.
But this is definitely through Old Republic Insurance at this point, or does it go through anything else?
Well, we are actually exceedents. But we do work with Old Republic. on their files. So
it's again,
that's one of the things that the third party can, the third party adjuster can tell you for sure.
Okay. All right, sir. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.